Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest is taking a break from a busy concert schedule that's recently featured shows in Edmonton, Port Dover, Ottawa, and Kingston, with one scheduled for Kitchener this week. Guitarist, singer, and singer-songwriter Jacob Moon has even found time to write a new song, Emmanuel, that he's released in time for this Christmas season. Jacob's on the phone with us from his home in Hamilton to talk about his Christmas schedule. But first, let's listen to Emmanuel, the new seasonal single from Jacob Moon.
I'm amazed when I think about the way you came into this world. Not in glory, but hidden in the womb of an unmarried girl. No big parade, no banners high. Just a lone star blinking in the night sky. Just bright enough that a wise man would know where you were. Dressed in rags, not in robes, for it was all that your mother could mend. You wore these same simple clothes when it came to the end. King over all, Lord of the earth, only you knew what it was worth. I'd come home again. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you were born into darkness, the light of the world comes to dwell.
Conversation with Jacob Moon. Good evening, Jacob.
How you doing, Robert?
Not bad. We just listened to Emmanuel, which is your new single for this Christmas. What inspired you to write that one?
Well, I was just really trying to find a way to tell the story of, you know, the humility and the grace with which, you know, Jesus came to earth and to begin his reign of grace on earth. And I just thought that was in contrast to how we would, and how I think people at the time expected him to come. And they were certainly under oppression, and they needed someone who would come and relieve them by force and from the despotic rulers and to set up a new kind of military kingdom on earth almost, you know. But that was not what he came to do, and it sort of is very clear from his humble beginnings, and just from looking at that, he can kind of extrapolate from that, you know, how it is that we are to live, and the example that he follows is pretty clear there. So it's just a song that kind of explores some of those themes in poetic fashion, and I just kind of was moved to write it a couple of years ago, and finally got a chance to record it this summer and put it out on the new Christmas record.
Well, when you were looking at putting it together and creating that, what were some of the things that kind of came to mind? I mean, Christmas is one of those times where, as artists, you wanted to create a different expression for it, but it's been told so many different ways, so many different times. What did you use to sort of jog you in terms of coming up with the lyrics or the musical aspect of it?
Yeah, I mean, it was really the idea of God with us, and that, you know, which is what Emmanuel means, and what does that mean for him to be with us? You know, it's one thing for him to sort of show up and kind of be near us for a little while, but for him to actually take on our humanity and to, you know, unite the human and the divine in himself, you know, is shows us how we might do that as well, and how we might be in touch with the divine indwelling that is true for all believers, and how to kind of sort of harmonize that with our own humanity, our own frailness too, you know. And there's so it's yeah, it's kind of a mystical sort of question in a lot of ways, you know. I mean, but it's one that I think we need to be in touch with as believers, and so I really thought it was important to get some of those concepts across in the song.
Well, in this particular song, as you're putting it together and going through all these thoughts and that, what came first to you? Was it the music? Was it the lyrics? How did it sort of come to you and sort of develop from where it was when you first started to where it is now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing. They sort of come together. I mean, I don't want to say it right at the same time, but it's like it's you know, when it's really working, you're just trying to write lyrics fast enough to kind of keep up with the melodic ideas, and the melodic ideas are responding to the lyrics that are coming fast and furious, and sort of shuffling to accommodate them, and so you're in this it's this weird kind of stream of consciousness process that you never know where it's going to end. It might end in a song that you don't really feel too good about and that you never want to sing again, but you always kind of take that risk that maybe this one will work out. And so for this particular song, I remember, yeah, just sitting down with a friend of mine and trying to bash out some ideas. I had like a verse and a little bit of a chorus, and I thought, you know what, I'll see what he thinks. And he kind of advanced some of my thinking a little bit in that session. And then I went away and went on a little retreat, and I just spent basically the better part of a day, you know, just all day long, just singing it over and over again and going over and over it and trying to hear it, you know, in the air. I'd record it, I'd listen back to it as an objective listener, and I think, is that something? Is that a song that people would want to listen to? And this is the kind of the questioning that you kind of pose to the creation as you're working on it, and eventually you kind of get your answer. And so this one was finished in about a day on a retreat in central Alberta back in 2012. So
I like how you sort of describe that whole process, because I think many people, when they hear a song, don't really realize that it actually takes work to put something together, to develop the lyrical component, to do the music. Is that something that you find difficult to explain to people in terms of what your creative process is and how you're pulling all of this together?
Yeah, I do, because I'm not, while I'm doing it, I'm not really thinking, what is my creative process? I'm just in the flow. I'm just in the river of ideas and of creativity. And so I'm not really stopping to notice how it's all coming together. It's only in retrospect that I can maybe piece together how it happened. You know what I mean? But if people saw how songs were made, they'd be like, really? That's how, okay. It's messier than they would think, you know? I mean, it's not, you know, I think when people hear the works of Shakespeare or of Beethoven or whatever, they think they just kind of came fully formed out of their brilliant minds. And they'd probably be astonished to see how, you know, stumbling the process really is when you look at it under a microscope. So, but yeah, it is difficult to explain to people, and it's interesting for a certain subset of people. Like, I think a lot of people think music is just kind of like magic, and that people come up with this stuff and out of nowhere, they just kind of pull it out of the air, and it's this, you know, fully formed creation. You don't want to kind of demystify it too much, but it is kind of, yeah, it's like a 30 seconds of inspiration and then hours of perspiration. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. And I've talked to people in all sorts of creative arts, and it's the same thing. Whether it's, you know, doing a painting or writing a book, there's that sort of insight into, oh, this is where I want to go with it, and then it's that crafting afterwards, that painstaking element of crafting it into that final form.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with musician Jacob Moon and talk about some of the things that are happening for him around this Christmas. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Were we born to love, to face the storm and search for the love that will keep us warm through the darker days? Colder nights this Christmas. As we all rush around from place to place, you can see the questions on each face. Is this all there is? What is this? This Christmas. Well, this is the timeless mystery that will not fade from our memory. You are God with us, Emmanuel, this Christmas. In our lives of sorrow and regret, in every battle on the road ahead, still you have not left us alone this Christmas. We stand here uncomfortable.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to This Christmas, the title track from Jacob Moon's This Christmas CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Jacob. Jacob, you alluded to just a couple minutes ago that you sat down with someone and were getting some feedback from them on the song Emmanuel. This Christmas was a collaboration between you and Glenn Soderholm. Yeah, sort of, and it sounds like you like to do a lot of collaboration. You did a video with violinist Trevor Dick in God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen. What kind of pulls you towards that aspect of collaboration?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I think when you're performing on stage, it's kind of a natural collaboration between you and the audience. They're listening to you. They're kind of tuning into what you're doing, and they're kind of putting you in the hot seat of like, okay, you got, like, now it's time to perform. Like, here we go. And there's something about when you're sitting at home in your room working on a song, that part is missing. So you're no longer, and I mean, it's rightly so. I mean, you don't want to be performing while you're writing because it's not done yet. But the sort of the pressure that an audience puts on an artist can add this layer of innovation that's motivation, because they just they know it. They got to come up with it right now. You can't put it off. They got to do it right now. And being in the room with another collaborator is really like it's it definitely achieves that goal as well as many others. I mean, it's provides another source of creativity to add words and music to the project that maybe I wouldn't have thought of. And I definitely don't think I've got all the good ideas. I think a lot of people have got a lot of great ideas. The people more talented than myself in the areas of lyric writing or of music writing are people that I like to keep close when I'm working on something, so that I can bounce those ideas off them and get them to just reflect back what they hear when I pitch them ideas for melodies or lyrics. So it's like, does this make sense to you? It makes sense in my head, but when I say it out loud in the presence of another person, does that still make sense? And what would make more sense, or what would be more grammatically correct, or whatever it is, you know? And those things become, you know, into sharp relief when you start working with a talented collaborator. So Glenn Soderholm is definitely one of those guys who's, you know, he's written a bunch of songs, he's recorded a bunch of records, and he's got a point of view. He reads a lot, and so it's great to have his input when I'm writing songs.
Looking at that, it sounds to me like in a band, it's relatively, I shouldn't say relatively easy, but it's easier to do because you've got a group of people who are getting together on a regular basis to put music together. But when you've got solo artists together, like yourself and Glenn Soderholm or Steve Bell or Mike Janzen, how much of a challenge is it to find time to get together to say, hey, let's get together and work on a song or work on a project?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the schedules are pretty crazy and it can be difficult. But, you know, like when Trevor came over on Thursday, he called in the morning and I was running through, I was doing a lot of different things. And he said, are we still on for today? And, you know, and for half a second, I'm like, this is an opportunity to cancel. And it sounds like he's giving me the opportunity. And, you know, there's always something else that you could be doing. Let's face it, you know, there's always, and collaborating and creating can sometimes feel like a luxurious thing that has to be sacrificed for more practical concerns. But it's ultimately, if you don't do it, then you're missing the, I'm glad we didn't miss the opportunity that last week, it was just on Thursday, that we recorded that and the video came out on Friday. So I love the flow of just like doing something one day and then having it come out the same day or the next, because it's possible. You know, we have the technology, so there's no reason why it has to be this whole production. It can just be something where we sit down, play it a few times, play it for the camera, and then now we can share that with everybody instantly, and everyone's sharing it with each other. And already I think it's up to a couple thousand views kind of thing. So that's just from the weekend. So it's I'm really glad that we actually did it. We followed through on it. We didn't just let either laziness or busyness get in the way. But that's always what you're up against.
Well, speaking of busyness, and I mean, you've been really busy with the Christmas concert tour and other things you've been doing this year. How do you kind of keep that balance as a musician between what you're doing vocationally, you know, work, family, that whole balance? How do you maintain that?
Yeah, it can be a challenge. It's really seasonally that this becomes kind of an issue. And it's just kind of November, December, just for whatever reason, just are always a little bit nuts, kind of like an accountant, you know, in March and April, you know. They're probably working the same kind of hours that I'm working. So, but, you know, with the accountant, they go to work at 9 in the morning at some other place, and they come home at 6 at night or 7 at night, and I get to kind of, you know, I get to have my square meals at home, and I work in the backyard, and then I go out at night to put my shows if it's on the weekend. So it's actually not, the hours aren't that bad. Just when I'm on the road or on tour, and I've had a few kind of short tours over the last month or so out of province. So it's I just got back from Edmonton. So it's always a balancing act, no matter what you're doing. But it's but in music, it's the real balance is trying to find time to be creative as well as doing and performing and all those things to nurture the those little orphaned song ideas that you've developed and kind of bring them into the world. Because if all you're ever doing is performing, you're just playing what you know, and you're never working on the next thing. So that's the challenge, and I think that's what I'm looking forward to after the season is done in January, is kind of getting back to the drawing board. So, and of course, hanging out with the family for like 3 straight weeks, that's gonna be a lot of fun too. So,
why don't we take a quick break and finish up our conversation with musician Jacob Moon, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the stuff you're doing around the Christmas season. I'm your host Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Rushes stir in the trees, and hide from the moonlight. High on a stony ridge, all is still. The whole world is waiting, as silent as the icy stars. A holy winter to cheer our darkened hearts. Jesus, our Lord and King, born in a stable, wrapped in rags asleep on a bed of straw. Though he is from heaven, still it is enough for him. He who made the mountains and will come again to reign. Oh, blessed night, bright angel.
You've been listening to Winter Song from Jacob Moon's This Christmas CD. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Jacob. You mentioned being out in Edmonton. You've had concerts in Kingston and all over the place. What are some of the upcoming concerts for the Christmas season for you?
Yeah, so upcoming, we've got the Registry Theatre on December 19th. And that's an annual tradition that happens there. And I'm really looking forward to that one. The other annual tradition is the show at Crossroads in Burlington, and that's on the 21st. So audiences can check out jacobmoon.com/tour for all the facts and figures there, and if they can make it out to one of those shows. We promise to get you ready for Christmas, put you in the spirit, put you in the mood, and the music's going to really help. It always helps to do that for me anyways, so I hope it does for people.
Yeah, and you mentioned after Christmas and beginning in the new year, you'll be looking at getting the creative juices going back again. Have you got any projects in mind right now as to what's happening for the future for you?
Well, I mean, it'll be fun to do some more collaborations and to, you know, maybe think about a duets album and find some songs that either I've written or my duet partner has written or that we can write together. And or something that we just both like that's a song by another artist and collaborate on creating a fresh rendition of it. And yeah, just there's a discovery process that happens when two people who are, you know, of like musical mind come together and make something, you know, that's greater than the sum of their parts, you know. So I'd like to do that, and I'm going to start putting some thought into that in the new year for sure.
And of course, that's going to be one of these things that time and schedules is going to be a challenge to work with.
Yeah, it always is. But you know what? Once you kind of you pick away at it, right? You sort of find, okay, like, you know, you give it a 6-month window, and in that time, there's bound to be a time for each of the collaborators to make it into the studio and pull something together. And you know, if you just kind of, when you set time limits too, it's funny how creativity flourishes under the strictures of limitations. You know, like I think, like if you say, like it's got to be, it's got to be this song. We got to get it done by this time. You know, it's with this instrumentation, and here's the tempo. Go. You know, then suddenly the creativity flows. The problem comes when it could be anything. You know, and there's no limitations and there's no guidelines. When it's just like, that's when you find that it's going to take forever because the choices that you have to make paralyze you. And so I'm looking forward to exploring these songs and making some good choices artistically in the new year and just showing audiences a new side, you know, because it's who you keep company with as an artist kind of tells something to your audience about you as well.
Yeah, and I've known writers that have done the most work on a book five days before a deadline.
always. Yeah, if you talk to writers, this is always the classic case. It's just, it's something about, what is it? There's some law. What's the law called? I forget what it is, but it's like time or work expands to fill the time given to it, right?
Yeah.
So it takes what it takes to get it done.
Yeah.
And I've certainly found that I am I'm a crammer big time. So when things are due, that's when I really get down to work.
Yeah. Where can people keep up with you and find out more about what's happening at Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, stay in touch with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and that's kind of more of a regular update. Certainly jacobmoon.com's got all the details that you need for where I'm going to be and what's going on. So,
Jacob, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Artist Connection tonight, and thank you to my guest, Jacob Moon. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter @Selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.